written by Juanita Bynum. This audio version is published by Oasis Audio through an agreement with Charisma House, a Strang company. I'm Kirsten Kingsley. Chapter 1, The Heart of the Matter. Would you like to experience the fullness of God's love? In this little book, I want to get to the heart of the matter, the condition of your heart. You will experience the fullness of God's love when you have exchanged your old heart, full of self and things that keeps God's love from flowing into your heart and life, for a new heart. This exchange will be a heart transplant that brings total spiritual transformation. So stop trying to fix the old heart. Let God give you something new. I want to show you the steps to your own heart transformation by letting you see how God showed me my own need for a new heart. It happened unexpectedly. I knew I was saved, born and raised in the church for that matter. I had grown up in the ministry and then moved on into my own full-time ministry, so I was used to the routine. Certain things were just part of my personality, had been for many years. I didn't realize it at that moment, but it was time for a change. Right before we held the Chicago Summit in May of 2000, we had held a summit in Pensacola, Florida, which did not turn out the way that I thought it should have. We had rented a 10,000-seat auditorium, and only about 6,000 to 7,000 attendees showed up. But it wasn't just the attendance. Across the board, the conference did not turn out the way that I had hoped. Immediately after that conference, I started carrying a burden. Pensacola had been unsuccessful. As the date approached for the Chicago Summit, the Lord began to get my attention. We were planning to have the event in a beautiful church that seated 4,500 people. It was going to be impressive. You see, I was determined, because of what had happened in Pensacola, that I was going to make the Chicago Summit go over the top. Everything was going to be just right. Then I was hit with the unexpected. One day, just as I pulled up to my garage, the phone rang. My assistant, Tanya, explained that we were not going to be able to use the beautiful facility and that we had to switch to another facility. It was not as big and was more difficult for the people to get to. When she was finished, I hung up and began to weep. As the tears rolled down my face, God said, "You are thinking like man. You are always concerned about the outward appearance. You are always trying to make that outward image look acceptable." He continued, "Jesus made himself of no reputation, yet it is your reputation that has become most important to you. You are thinking about all that you are doing, the major platforms where you are able to speak, and all the exposure that you are getting. But what is the condition of your heart toward me and toward my people?" I sat there in my driveway, confused, and said to the Lord, "My heart? You know that everything I am doing to please you." He responded, "You are not doing what you can to please me. You are doing what you can to please people. You are doing what you can to be accepted by people." Then he began to show me how my burden for the Pensacola Summit was not really about whether the people had or had not been blessed. They were blessed, but the truth was that I had left that conference wondering, what are people going to say because the auditorium was not filled? What are people going to say because this or that was not right? What are people going to say because the flyers looked homemade? God said, "Let me show you some little things." He started surfacing things about my personality, things that I had reasoned were just me. But really, they were errors in my heart. He said, "The sad thing is, you are so far away from me. You are nowhere near me, though you think that you are." He took me to Ephesians 2, verse 8. Which says that we are not saved by works. Then he continued, "You need to accept the fact that I am making you the righteousness of God. You have been working under the assumption that all of your works have impressed me, and I am not impressed by any of it." Finally, he said, "The reason I am not impressed is because you are so far away from the goal that I have set for you. You are racing, trying to make it happen on a big scale in auditoriums and all of that. But what about the little, everyday people whom I put on your heart to be a blessing to? You've ignored that because you think nobody can see it." God dealt with me as I sat there in my driveway. He said, "I want to give you..."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?